Hi there, I'm Anthony Adset, Storage Editor at Computer Weekly, and in this podcast I'm going to talk about why virtualization is disruptive to traditional backup best practice, choosing a virtual server backup product to suit your environment, and the main features to look for in a virtual server backup product. Setting the scene with regard to backup and virtual machines, the key thing to note is that the advent of the virtual server is disruptive to existing backup practice. It's disruptive because now many virtual servers are active in one physical machine, where before there was usually one application to each server. What this means is that virtual servers can't be backed up like physical ones with an agent per virtual machine because of the I/O and CPU bottlenecks that are created. The second key disruptive fact about virtual machines is they're much harder to track for backup purposes. Previously, a physical server hosted an application, and that one-to-one relationship was almost never broken. Now it's possible for virtual machines to be created, deleted, migrated, etc., etc., in seconds or minutes, and that means keeping an up-to-date inventory of VMs is near impossible, with the distinct possibility that things can go unbacked up. For these reasons, specialised virtual machine backup products arose that sat alongside existing physical server products. But now the market has changed and VM backup is near ubiquitous among mid-range and enterprise backup software, with features that include auto-discovery of virtual machines, the ability to backup at hypervisor, VM or sub-VM level, among other things. So, what are the key steps in deciding your backup needs and choosing a backup product for a virtualized environment? Well, the first thing to determine is your mix of virtual to physical servers. It's still common for most organizations to be running some physical servers, especially for their most critical apps. It's important to think about this so you can determine to what extent backup product procurement should be skewed towards the physical, the virtual, or both. All the mainstream backup software products now support virtualized environments, but not all hypervisors. Most of the specialized backup products only work with virtual machines. Next, you need to think about service levels. What recovery time objective and recovery point objectives do your apps require? Many organizations don't bother with formal RPOs and RTOs, but that's not really a good approach. You need to know what your requirements are so you can fulfill them, and to help you choose from a range of products that offer different service outcomes, from near continuous to periodic data protection. Next, you need to think about your current backup environment. In all likelihood, you're already running at least one backup product, maybe more. Best practice suggests it's best not to have more than two backup products deployed so that management and operations are not overly complicated. One is obviously optimum. So what issues have you experienced with your current backup product? You don't need to settle for those existing pain points and could make life smoother by moving to a new product. Look for the root cause of any failures that you've been having, which might be in product features or wider system compatibilities. You'll also need to take into account the hypervisors you use, as this can determine which backup software will work in your environment. Most support VMware and Microsoft Hyper-V, but the less common hypervisors such as Citrix and Red Hat are less well supported. Finally, let's look at the must-have features of a backup product in virtual machine environments, as well as the nice-to-have but not essential ones. Key features you can't do without include multiple hypervisor support if you have more than one hypervisor deployed. Far better than having a separate product for VMware, Hyper-V, etc., although that might be justified if you need one product to be especially suited to a particular workload profile. Crash consistency to ensure data isn't lost if a VM fails or is migrated during backup operations. Multiple simultaneous VM backup without performance impact is also a must-have. Platform support so that the product supports your infrastructure, be it virtual or physical, and including operating system, hypervisor and firmware or driver versions. Nice to have features include things like data deduplication, which may be better carried out at the target by a dedicated device. That depends on your backup environment. The presence of many remote sites might benefit from source data dedupe before sending data over the wire, but if traffic's just within the data center, then a target device might fit the bill. Encryption also may be best carried out at a target device so that CPU isn't overloaded at source, and also to make sure it happens after deduplication has taken place. Encrypted data doesn't deduplicate well because encryption masks the duplicate elements that deduplication removes. Other features that might be good to have are snapshots capability and or the ability to manage array snapshots. Whether the vendor is particularly good at an aspect of backup that's important to you, such as endpoints or bring your own device protection. Being able to create synthetic full backups for point-in-time recovery or compliance purposes. Self-service portals and recovery wizards that allow end users to recover items. And tape support, which is often still a requirement for many organisations. So, we've talked about what's different about virtual server backup compared to the old ways and some key things to examine about your needs and the features you might expect in a backup product for virtual servers. Look out for more in-depth articles and breaking news on the subject of virtual machine backup and much more on computerweekly.com. And that's the end of the podcast.